This is Akashvani, the news read by Anita Anand. An earthquake with a magnitude of 4 on the Richter scale hit New Delhi at around 5:36 this morning. Details are awaited. Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that government aims to increase the textile exports to 9 lakh crore rupees by 2030 from the present 3 lakh crore rupees. Addressing the gathering at Bharat Tex 2025 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi last evening, Mr. Modi said country's textiles and apparel exports registered 7% growth last year. Prime Minister Modi said that India's cultural diversity is reflected in the textiles originating from different parts of the country. Mr. Modi said the vision of farm, fiber, fabric, fashion and foreign has become a mission which is expanding areas of growth of India.
Farm, fiber, fabric, fashion or foreign ka vision ab Bharat ke liye ek mission banta ja raha hai. Ye mission har kisi ke liye growth ke naye raaste khol raha hai. Aaj hum duniya ke chhote sabse bade textile aur apparels exporter hai. Hamara textile niryat 3 lakh crore rupaye tak pahunch chuka hai. Ab hamara lakshya hai 2030 tak hum ise 9 lakh crore rupaye tak lekar jayenge.
Northern Railway has enforced measures to avoid any untoward incident at New Delhi Railway Station in the days to come. The railway is in its statement said that all special trains going to Prayagraj will be operated from platform number 16 and entry and exit will be from Ajmeri Gate side of New Delhi Railway Station. Regular trains will continue to be operated from all platforms. In addition, the deployment of Railway Protection Force and Government Railway Police Forces in New Delhi Railway Station has been increased. To further assist the devotees, 5 additional Mahakumbh Mela special trains have been scheduled for today. Passengers can contact the railway helpline at 139 for any inquiries or assistance during the ongoing rush. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar held meetings with his counterparts from Mauritius, Maldives, Nepal, Bhutan and Sri Lanka on the sidelines of the Indian Ocean Conference in Oman's capital Muscat yesterday. During his meeting with his Mauritian counterpart, Dhananjay Ritesh Ramphal, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized upon the commitment to further strengthen special bonds of friendship between the two nations. It was Dr. Jaishankar's first meeting with Ramphal. With his Sri Lankan counterpart, Vijitar Hirith, Dr. Jaishankar discussed wide-ranging cooperation between the two nations. He also expressed India's commitment to the economic recovery and progress of Sri Lanka. The Amir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, will pay a 2-day state visit to India from today, during which he will hold talks with Prime Minister Narendra Modi. He will be accompanied by a high-level delegation, including ministers, senior officials and a business delegation. External Affairs Ministry in a statement said that the visit of the Amir of Qatar will provide further momentum to the growing multifaceted partnership. Another flight carrying 112 illegal Indian immigrants from the US landed in Amritsar last night. This is the third such flight bringing illegal Indian immigrants. Of the 112 illegal Indian immigrants, 44 are from Haryana, 33 from Gujarat, 31 from Punjab, 2 from Uttar Pradesh and 1 each from Uttarakhand and Himachal Pradesh. The Assam Assembly's budget session will be held from today to March 25 in Kokrajhar instead of the Assembly's permanent building in Dispur. Assam Chief Minister Hemant Biswa Sarma said that the historic decision to host Assam's first ever Assembly session outside the state capital has been solidly backed by Prime Minister Narendra Modi and Home Minister Amit Shah, the two architects of peace in the region. Odisha Chief Minister Mohan Charan Majhi is scheduled to table the budget for 2025-26 financial year in the Odisha Assembly today. The Chief Minister also holds the finance portfolio, will present the budget 2025-26 in the Assembly in the afternoon. Indian Navy platforms INS Shardul and Long Range Maritime Surveillance P-81 aircraft are participating in the International Fleet Review IFR 2025, which began at Bali in Indonesia yesterday. And that is the end of this news bulletin.